Blackstone Audio presents The Impossible Race by Chad Morris. This book is read by Kirby Hayborn. Chapter 1. The Backup Plan. With a flick of his finger, the mercenary's gun barrel emerged from his tan sleeve and aligned with his index finger. He pointed it at a woman tied and gagged in the corner of a small cinder-block house. She shifted on the dirt ground, trying to get comfortable. Beneath her blindfold, she couldn't see the gun.
"No quiero esperar más," the mercenary said.
The hostage froze. A short man with a paunchy stomach and a patchy beard stood up and waved his hands to stop the gunman. Abby triggered her translator. It's hard to spy when you can't understand what the people are saying. She and her friends had been ready to intervene if the bearded man hadn't stopped the gunman, but as long as they stayed calm, she wanted to see if she could get any valuable information. Her translator recognized Portuguese and changed it to English through the small speaker in her ear.
"Put that away," the man with the patchy beard commanded.
"I'm tired of waiting,"
the gunman in the tan shirt replied, sending his barrel back into his sleeve. He opened the door to the small house, and light flooded in. Abby had to blink several times to get used to it. The man peered out at a dirt trail. It didn't look like anyone else lived within miles.
"Shouldn't Munz have told us whether to kill her or let her go by now?"
"All I know,"
a third mercenary said, sitting at a bare table on the other side of the room.